Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm doing a show actually early. I was up all night, and so much has come in that I normally I would wait till later on in the day, but I thought, you know what, it might not be a bad idea to get this out there now and express what's going on all over the world. And today it's going to be more of a, I guess, multi-dimensional or multiplex, if you will. A lot of things happening. Even down under where there's great thunder. The Australians have said they went right to the capital somewhere and they told them what they thought. Go home. Send them home. Send them home. The Australians, yeah. Another Commonwealth country on the rise. Imagine that. Commonwealth getting back. Getting the Commonwealth back. Maybe we'll do it without the Queen, since she ain't been around anyway. And apparently, they must be. And they've been advocating, even the royal family has been advocating for you to get your jab. Do you know why they want you to get your jab? Why they're crazy in Australia and in Canada and the rest of the Commonwealth and America too? Because these bastards are making a fortune on these injections. They've got stock and investment. I said this the other day. Today I got a little evidence to back that up. Canadian government is buying all kinds of shit in the millions. And one document is showing that they're preparing to give Canadians 11 fucking doses of this shit. This is the perfect weapon of mass destruction. Because if you wipe out all the Canadians off of Canada, who takes over? The World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, which is embedded into Canada because the corrupt, insane politicians that we have with their need for greed and not the need to govern like they're supposed to, has taken on major investments in these drug cartels that are manufacturing bioweapons. And they're making a fortune of it. Look, the military-industrial complex, if you put money in the military-industrial complex, you are going to get rich. The money is blood money. But if you want to get rich, where you put your money is in the military-industrial complex. And this is a military-industrial complex designer bioweapon that the drug companies have manufactured and the universities have incorporated in the delivery of these bioweapons to the general population. They don't give a shit about you. They don't care about you. They don't give a fuck about anybody. They're looking at how deep their wallets are going to be filled, how deep their pockets are going to be filled. When you look at, like I said, go look at all the premiers, all the health ministers across this country. Look at their estimated value before they got to where they are now. Take a before and after look at their money, what they were worth, and where they're at right now. You know, everybody else went broke. Everybody else lost their businesses, lost their homes. Homes are now hyperinflated. They got this no jab, no work policy. Well, before I forget, Alberta. Kenny's having a little problem in Alberta. Oh, Kenny. Look what you did, buddy. You pissed off the farmers. You pissed off the truck drivers. You ain't got enough RCMP to move that convoy. There was a convoy in Alberta heading to the States and shut down the highway. And Kenny wants them to move. Mayor of this little hick town wants them to move. He say, well, they're denying me my rights. This guy's a goof. I don't know how he became mayor, to be honest with you. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's got two stones he can rub together to create a spark, much less be a mayor. You know, I think it's our fault. I have to say this, as Canadians and all Commonwealth countries, it's our fault that these morons are in power. Because none of us took up the mantle to be in power. Nobody wants to be in power because nobody wants to be part of that corruption. But this is the problem. We got these Masonic, Zionistic, Jesuit, World Economic Forum, Committee of 300, the whole nine yards have got their people in government. This is why we're in the state we're in. You got the children of the Nephilim running the country, actually running the world. Children of the Nephilim. This is why we're in the mess we're in. They don't, all they see is wealth and power. That's all they see, wealth and power. They just look at you as some sort of goyim, some sort of biological material that can be discarded at their disposal. I.e., we bring in a nano bioweapon controlled with an operating system, actually a multiplex operating system. See, these guys are looking at this shit. They're telling you what we told you 13 years ago. Brian and myself have already told you about the bioweaponry that this was about, the assembly that this stuff can do, the implants it could create. We told you all this already. All anybody would have to do is read the information that we put out there. Between the two of us, there's not too much that was missed, but nobody wants to read what we have put out there. They'd rather watch some goofball doctor come out there with whatever bullshit that they're going to tell you. If you actually read the documents that we put out there, you would have seen that we already said this years ago. These guys are not seeing what they should be seeing. But today, Alana Freeland sent me something, and it was true what she sent me, because we already talked about this years back, that they're building implants and machinery inside these injections. Now, I got a couple links down below. If you actually read them, will show you the nature of nano capacity to construct, either using biology or technology. This is an integrated, adaptive operating system that's using both biology and nanotechnology. And these injections that they have created were designed to go inside your body. One was designed to shut down your DNA's immune response mechanism. The other one was designed to integrate their program into your DNA. This is why you can't get it out, because it's in. Program's running. Clock's a ticking. Tick, 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 tick. It's like the 60-minute thing. Tick, 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 tick. You know, 60 minutes. And this goes hand in hand with what we're doing today with the rallies and the truck drivers, because, see, right now everybody's focusing on the truck drivers. Everybody's focusing on what's going on, and we should. Because the scales weigh in the balance. If we hold out, these bastards will crumble. They will crumble. They can't make no more money. How can they? You're not getting the jab. You're not taking the shot. And if you're not taking the shot, the drug companies can't make no more money. And you know what? The drug companies will start losing profit. Drug companies will start losing money. They'll try to ship the drugs to countries like the Philippines or Indonesia, or maybe some part of the Caribbean, or maybe South America, where you have an undeveloped country that maybe is not caught up to the current status that everybody else in the world is caught up with. So they'll send those injections there to recoup some of their costs. Meanwhile, they'll wipe out, they'll democide a whole area of people that live in those regions where they'll pump that shit. This is what they were doing here in Canada. The problem we have here is the media we have is another problem. I should say the problem we have, another problem we have here is the media. It will never tell you the truth because it is the government's bitch. It will do whatever the government tells it to do because the government gives it money. And that money is coming from the drug companies that they've got invested in. So they're getting money from these investments in these drug companies, which then pay the media to tell you whatever bullshit that will stroke your boat. That's how it rolls. Government takes away, takes your retirement funds that are sitting there just collecting, you know, interest. They'll take that money, invest it in these drug companies or in these oil companies or whatever. They'll turn around, make a huge pile of money. They'll put back what they took, or they'll put back some of what they took. And they divvy it up among the rest of the parliamentarians. So you got your parliamentary MPs are all in on it. Oh, hey, I'll get a piece of the action. I'll make a couple hundred grand. Maybe I'll make a half a million. Maybe I'll make a million. See, everybody needs to share this with everybody across the planet. This is all about the government's corruption and the government being bought out like a prostitute so that they would invest money in these drug cartels. It's because that's what they are. Pfizer's a drug cartel. So is Moderna. So is Johnson & Johnson. So is the Sinovac. So is the Russian Sputnik. These are all cartels. You know, we got four operating systems running right now in North America. That was warp sped. Remember, warp speed. Warp speed. Boy, we're going to warp speed that. Yeah, get that bioweapon out there. Let's kill those Americans. Let's just kill them. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're back at the ranch going cha-ching. 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 That's the sound of somebody dying. That's the sound of somebody dying. From these damnable injections. That's the sound of somebody's DNA being taken over. That's the sound of somebody's genetic code becoming completely destroyed. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Mr. Biden in the White House and Mr. Trudeau in his ivory palace at his cottage are sitting there counting the dollars every day when they hear somebody died from the injections. Because you got to remember, the government has insured its citizenry. And they get a couple hundred thousand dollars for every time someone of us dies. So it's like it's double whammy. You bought the shot, hey, cha-ching. And now you're dead, cha-ching. Got paid by the drug companies, and I got paid by the insurance company. And then you got truck drivers trying to get their freedoms back in Alberta, and the RCMP has the gall and the audacity to try to harass truck drivers and farmers. Farmers threw them off kilt. Okay, some of the trucks left, the farmers came in. Chuck you, Farley. And yet, the RCMP does not go and arrest Kerry. Imagine that. He's the criminal. How about the mayor in that little hick town? How come they didn't arrest him from, you know, obstruction of justice? See, they don't do that. They will harass people, you know, with their bullshit, but they won't do their job correctly. And next, I heard that there was the RCMP in the military over at the Alberta. So pay attention if you're down in those neck of the woods. If you're in BC, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, I mean, the whole country should be paying attention here. We should all be paying attention to everything that's going on in this country for a change. Instead of looking at everywhere else, we got our own shit in our own backyard. We should be paying attention to it. You know, we should be looking at what's going on over there. And hopefully this will transfer over to Saskatchewan and Manitoba as well. And we put the boot to all of these guys. We have the best opportunity right now to make some serious changes in this country and get it back on its feet. I was listening to Jordan Peterson yesterday. He's down in Florida doing a seminar, and I watch him sometime. And he made a comment. He said, and he was calling all the conservatives, now's the time. Trudeau basically has abdicated the throne. He's running back to the, I got COVID. I got to go home. Oh, me, I got COVID. Oh, I'm going to die. Then he comes out with his little bullshit speech. His kids have got COVID and everybody's okay, but we got COVID, but we're okay. We got COVID, we're okay. And then he's telling the politicians, well, just keep in mind whose side you're on. Sound like a threat. He's going to call in the mobsters to take out the politicians. Ooh. Yet he's the biggest criminal out there. Biggest crook. How many, where was the RCMP? How come they haven't arrested him? How many scandals? He's been in, what, 4 or 5 scandals and not one attempt to arrest him? And yet these guys are going to get in the truck driver's face or a farmer's face? You know, what is this thing about doing the right thing? I don't know. You know, I'm just speaking my perspective here. You won't arrest a criminal that has four different accounts of some scandalous activity that is was completely illegal. You won't touch him, but you go after a truck driver or a farmer because they're exercising their rights under the charter and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that we have in this country. Who the fuck does the RCMP work for? Anybody know? I thought they were working for Canada. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Something that, seriously, this is something that really we need to really look at very, very closely and scrutinize very closely. You're allowing a person in Parliament to have 4 scandals, completely illegal, lifetime jail sentences for what they've done, and you don't touch them. And the evidence is out there. And yet, simple people, I shouldn't say simple people, complex people that are living simple lives to the best of their ability, driving truck, providing what this country needs to turn the wheels and to keep the economic flow going and to keep a peaceful existence going on amongst each other, having what we need, being fed, being taken care of, being brought in by truck drivers, and now you're going to harass them because they don't want to be partaking of some illegal activity. Does the RCMP actually support illegal activity? I have to question this. Everybody should be questioning the RCMP inactivity against any illegal actions that our prime minister has made in this country. And yet they're assaulting people who are standing up, again, under the charter and the freedoms that we have and the entitlements that we have. Are they the gang or the mob, you know, that are now working for the despotic people? Or have they always been despotic? Maybe the natives had a legitimate argument about the RCMP and how they've been mistreated by them. Something that we need to really, again, scrutinize as a country. Like I said, we got enough shit in our own backyard. We don't have to look at anybody else's. We don't have to look at America. America's got enough shit in their own backyard, too. They need to take care of that as well. We don't have to look at the UK. Hey, we know they got a lot of shit in their backyard, too. So does France. Macron's having a little bit of a problem over there, don't you think? Wait till the truckers over there get going. Then the French are going to really piss him off. He won't be able to get his little vino every day. What? No vino? What do you mean no vino? Where's my vino? Truck drivers won't let it through. What? Like I said, we gotta think a little bit. What's happening here? I want to share something. A truck driver, the link will be here so you can see it. But a truck driver stopped in the town, I forget where it was now, he might mention it in the video, And he got a little note from a family, you know. Apparently, a little 11-year-old kid gave him a little note. And it really moved him. The gratitude that these people had for the truck drivers that were going into Ottawa. We actually teared up. So I want to play this because I think it's should inspire even the Australians. Hopefully the New Zealanders will get on board on this too and drive that alien thing you got out of power. You know, we're trying to drive ours out, you know. Hopefully we can push that out into the ocean somewhere. Shark bait, something, anyway. But anyhow, let me play this. This is pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was moving. You know, it shows that there's a spirit of cooperation in this country that we have long overdue to present and show. I think they took Canadians for granted. I think they thought that they could just shit on us and get away with it. And I think they're surprised now at the solid. And you know what? We do owe them this. We do owe them a bit of gratitude. Some of you saying, you're crazy, man. No, I'm not crazy. No, well, maybe I am. Maybe I am. But we owe them a bit of gratitude because it backfired on them. It has actually unified Canada. Something they never wanted. They have tried to keep Canada disjointed by creating a linguistic obstacle in this country, by creating division in this country, taxation imbalances in this country. It's just all bullshit all the way across. And they thought that they have succeeded in dividing this country to a point they would never, ever cooperate. So we actually owe the World Economic Forum and their cronies like Mr. Trudeau and the cabinet, we owe them a bit of gratitude. We owe Kenny gratitude. We owe whatever that thing's name is out west, the Ministry of Health there. Bonnie. We owe Bonnie. We owe Ford. We owe that. We owe the Quebec leader. Well, we owe him. We all owe them gratitude because they actually created the solidarity that we have. They never learned anything. You know what? This is something about history that keeps on repeating itself. When the big three in the United States, Ford, GM, Chrysler, and then American Motors, which is part of, well, wasn't part of the big three, but they were there too. When they kept harassing and abusing the workers, eventually they all got fed up and they formed a union, a real union. Gave them solidarity. And for the next 15 years, they gave the automotive industry hell. They made them pay and pay and pay for all the abuse that they ever did to them. And you know what? The same thing is about to happen now. We just got to be on our guard not to get too cocky because they can pull a rabbit out of the hat. And it all depends really how many of the RCMP and the military would back them up. Or UN peacekeeping troops may come knocking on our door. Something. We haven't won any battles. We're in the battle. We are in a battle. And you need to have a plan B if this doesn't work. Plan A all the way, but plan B just in case. Because like I said, these are children of the Nephilim. Remember that. Let me play this. I think this is pretty good. Give me a second. Here we go.
Way to Ottawa. And when we were in Port Hope, it was hundreds and hundreds of people heading to Ottawa, but there was a lot of people that couldn't make it, so they brought food and all kinds of items for the truckers and whatnot, and we're asking people to take it up there, so we took a few bags. I just got overwhelmed. We opened up one of the bags to see what they had in them, and I got punched in the heart. Whoever these people are, they had their kids do up a bag with a cookie in it for the truckers, and they attached a note with it, put their artwork on there, Sorry, I'm getting emotional again. I'm going to show you what it was. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. Some little kid made this. Reach for the stars, we believe in you. It was a picture of a truck. Inside of it, they left a note. The note says, "Dear Mr. or Mrs. Trucker, it's really awesome that you're standing up for human rights. I'm only 11, so I don't know much about it, but I believe what's happening is wrong. And I know you can do it. Sincerely, Kate." And she's got a cookie in a baggie for a trucker. This is absolutely amazing, and this is why we're doing it. All you parents out there that know what's going on, God love you for letting your kids know. I'm going to sign off. Please just share this everywhere. This is amazing.
I wanted to share that because I thought it was, you know, encouraging to all of us here in Canada, hopefully down in Australia. I gotta play something too, I gotta find it first. The Australians, I'm telling you, boy, they're speaking their mind. They're speaking their mind. It's only an Australian can do. Hold on, 65, got it. Yep, hold on. Here we go. Well, that's encouraging, don't you think? The Australians down under with the thunder. Putting it out there, baby. Telling them, send them home. See, our prime minister didn't need to hear that. He was already gone. Even the Simpsons were showing him slithering down the building. Are they telling us that he's a snake? I don't know. That's the impression I got. I could be wrong. Sometimes I misinterpret these things. Okay, I'm going to play now. The shit going on down in Alberta. And again, I got all this up on the link. I'm encouraging everybody to share these today. Doing them early. I got it done early for a change. And I want everybody to have an opportunity to wake up or go to bed, either way, depending on what part of the world you're in. To get up, and if you get a chance to see this right away, see it. Share it. And share it with everybody. If you're Canadian, share it. Australian, share it. America's getting on board, doing a convoy as well, going to the Washington, to the White House. I encourage all the Americans down south of the border, stand with these guys. I used to be an ex-truck driver. I used to drive internationally between Canada and the United States. A lot of good men out there driving around the road. They got to put up with a lot of shit. You know, let me give you an idea of what a truck driver has to deal with. both in Canada and the United States, because I've done both sides. When I was driving truck back in the 80s, my fuel cost was 84 cents a gallon. A gallon, not a liter, a gallon. I was making a buck a mile. So for every mile I was driving, I was making a dollar. So my truck was getting about 6 miles to a gallon. Okay, 6 miles to 1 gallon. So when you figure it out, you know, I was only paying 84 cents to drive 6 miles. Every 6 miles is paying 84 cents. Truck driver today, I was just at the gas station today, diesel's over $6 a gallon here in Canada. Six effing dollars a gallon. Every 6 miles, it's costing the truck driver $6 to go 6 miles, provided his truck gets 6 miles to the gallon. If they only get 5.5, he's not making any money at 6 miles to the gallon. At 5.5, he's making less. So he's got to be subsidized, because you got to figure, if you got, I had a 330-gallon tank. I drove an All-Star Western Star. It was a 13-over, 370 rears. I forget what the size of the tire was, 37, 27-inch or tires, whatever. It was a fast little truck. Got me about 6.2 miles to the gallon. Because these things, you know, they're heavy and they pull a lot of weight. And a driver's life is not a safe one either. Some of the places you go to, man, I'm telling you, it's like being in a war zone in the Middle East. And when you see, some of the shit they got to put up with, you're being hung up at the border for 2 hours, not being able to sleep, on grabbing power naps here and there just because they got to get a load going. They got to run a logbook. Back in my time, we were supposed to run a logbook too, but that never happened. So you got to remember, there's, you know, the cost to turn a wheel is not cheap today for a truck driver. So, you know, if he drives any distance, basically he's just putting the money he's making is putting it toward fuel. Now you got to understand the nature of the sacrifice these guys have done. They are not driving down the highway trying to make a truck payment, trying to make an insurance payment, trying to make a fuel payment, a permit payment, paying tolls. They are now driving to Ottawa because we got a bunch of F-tards over there sitting in their little pretty titty seats, you know, all dressed in their little dresses and their little ties, you know, trying to force people to take injections that they have money invested in, so they can bleed this country dry on both ways. They're parasites. This is what these guys are giving up to do. They got nothing to lose at this point. And this was the mistake of the World Economic Forum. They want to use this to collapse the Canadian economy. They want to use this to create a deflation. People will have money, but you won't be able to buy anything. And then they're going to take away your money by making it digitized. And then the only way you'll be able to buy anything is with a fucking chip on your wrist or your forehead. That's the mark of the beast. You know, that's what the Bible's been telling us for over 2,000 years. That's what they're trying to do. And Kenny's trying to be, oh, please be polite. Please don't make this worse than what it is. We know you sympathize, but you know, all they got to do is move, F him. I get a little wound up with these guys. I have no use for any of them. I really don't. I think they'd be good for shark bait. That's my use for them. But then that would be cruelty to animals. But again, I digress. But that's what these guys are doing. That's what they're putting up with. So like I said, any way we can help them, do so. Farmers got in on it in Alberta. I couldn't believe this, man. A couple of trucks moved, and farmers brought in their tractors. It was a hoot. Let me show you this, or let me play this. Here we go. So we get it going.
Hey, And Aaron Collins is in Coots, Alberta, where the standoff continues. Aaron, what's the situation at the blockade this evening?
Well, Ian, the day started here with the RCMP insisting that this road to the U.S. border needed to be cleared today. Standing in their way, about 100 big rigs and their very determined drivers. Here since Saturday, determined to stay much longer. This blockade has been disrupting traffic and trade for days. Protesters here focused on overturning vaccine and mask mandates in Alberta.
God gives us freedom, not the government. So we don't need to ask the government for freedom to walk around our country.
There is support for the ideas behind this blockade in this part of Alberta, but it has its limits.
Cutting off my freedom of movement and that of my citizens here, it becomes something that I can't approve of.
Mounties have been trying to...
Oh, what happened? Oh. Sorry about that. Thing just shut off. I don't know why. I played okay a minute ago. Hold on. I always have a backup. I'm not sure what happened here. See everything working here. Okay, everything's still working there. Good. Here we go. No instructor's gratitude. I don't know what happened there. That's odd. Should be able to play now. Oh, it started back. Hold on. Yeah, a little bit of a glitch.
Protesters to leave peacefully. Now their strategy has shifted. Officers moved in force to ask the protesters to leave one final time before forcing them out.
Today, our members here on the ground made inroads to go and start to clear vehicles from the northbound lanes of the blockade.
Initially, some success, but as some trucks drove off, even more drove in, breaching the RCMP barricade and setting back plans to clear this road. It's a win for these protesters, but at what cost? Their blockade intact, but the tactics used to keep it bleeding support even among political allies.
And I call for calm amongst anybody who feels sympathetic to those engaged in this blockade. Please stay away from the area. Please do not further intensify an already difficult situation.
But those supporters have their own message for the Premier.
Premier could end it right now. Simply open up Alberta. He is responsible, as well as Justin Trudeau, not these people.
Aaron, the Premier also saying the blockade should come to an end. What about the public health mandates?
Ian, Jason Kenney says these protesters could get what they're asking for by the end of the month. The RCMP needs to have this opened much sooner than that. Still...
Yeah, you heard this bullshit. This is the CBC. Remember that. You know, a friend of mine had an acronym for the CBC, what it actually stood for, but I don't recall it right now. But it wasn't very proper English either. Never believe the CBC or the CTV or any of these networks coming out here. You know what's interesting? They did the same thing to these guys. They give them 6 seconds, 10 seconds exposure, and then they slam them. And they gave Kenny about 20 seconds. Oh, please, if you sympathize, we got to, you know, don't make it worse than blah-de-de. These guys, I mean, you can see the fear in their face because, you know, they could be removed from government. Then the RCMP would have no excuse not to chase them down and have them arrested. You know, the provincial police could chase them down, have them arrested. Even the local police. So like I said, there's a lot going on, and I figured I'd, you know, engage it early this morning because I wanted everybody to, you know, have an opportunity to start off the day good, you know. We need to sometimes have some good news and sometimes we need to have a certain level of sobriety because it's important that we do have that sobriety. We're not just, you know, thinking that it's going to be over. This ain't going to be over anytime soon on any level. Okay, don't think for 1 minute that we won the battle. We haven't. You know, this is a far, far cry. The Australians are now fighting. I would say the same thing down under with the thunder. You're going to be in for a duration down there. Make sure you make that little bastard squirm and squirm hard. Same down there in Kiwiland. Make sure you make that alien thing you got there squirm really hard. I don't, like I said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. You guys know I don't. It's a little effed up if you ask me. But anyway, you know, seriously, you know, we need to keep this going. And I hope the rest of the world follows suit. And I hope America's success. Same thing, man. You know, get it together and just get on, get it going. The only state in the union where I've heard anybody really say anything really, well, again, I don't watch the news too much. So in all fairness, there may be other governors in America that are actually speaking against this shit that's gone on. But DeSantis is the only one that I've heard even trying to make a attempt to. I mean, he's saying the right thing, and I know he's a politician. I'm not, you know, blithely ignorant, but he's the only one saying anything to challenge the status quo. I wish our premiers here in this country had enough balls to do the same thing. So sitting there behind pretty speeches and, oh, we want you to move. Please move for us. You know, we want to keep it peaceful and calm, you know. Instead of saying, fuck it, we're done. Just like the UK said, we're done. No, we're going to keep pushing the agenda in Canada because these bastards need to keep making money under investments. Same in Australia. If you dig a little deep, you're going to find all your parliamentarians and your prime ministers there are the same. Premiers, whatever you have there for running the states there. They're all invested into these drug companies. That's why this is going on. There is no fucking pandemic. There never was. What we have, like I said in the last show, is medical malpractice. Every doctor that injected anybody with these damn experimental programs and operating systems into people, they should be tried for murder. Not just medical malpractice, murder, because they know effing well that these things were killed, the test subjects that they did give them to the animals, and look at the damage that's been caused. Yet the media says, oh, it wasn't that, it wasn't the vaccine, no, it was, they had comorbidity, ooh, you know, because they didn't want to rock the boat. They wanted to make sure that their stock options stayed high so they could make their little dollar for blood, our blood. How many lost your moms and dads that were in their 80s? How many lost somebody dear to you that was elderly, wound up in some fucking old folks home and got jabbed in the old folks home and they got taken out? How many of you lost somebody like that? That's gotta hurt. I got a mom, she's 85, you know, and she hasn't taken those shots. She said, F that. You know, and my mom will say F that. And I don't think she won't. She's also Mediterranean, so she has a tendency to speak her mind. You know, she never got it. I kept encouraging her not to. She says, I'm going to live as long as I can just to piss them off. I said, you do that, Mom. You do that. You know, because the old people that, I shouldn't say older people, the elderly people, they were the ones that built these fucking countries. And this is the thanks they're getting. You got to shuffle them off into some, you know, incinerator or, you know, wipe them out with some bioweapon because now they become a burden. They're the ones that carried the burden to make these countries what they are today. Fortunately, the people that took over these countries, these corporations now, because they're not countries anymore, are nothing but corrupt, you know, bandits, murderers, bloodthirsty bloodsuckers. Blood for dollars. It's like almost like Judas, you know, 30 pieces of silver and to betray a compatriot. Somebody he was following. Side for 30 pieces of silver. That's what we got here. Same thing, bunch of Judases betraying us all across the world for 30 pieces of fucking silver. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Like I said, you know, we need to keep up what we're doing. We need to maintain a certain level, I think, of sobriety and maybe a little anger. Bible says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. But I think we need to sustain a certain level of anger toward the injustice that these parliamentarians have done to the country, to the parliamentary system that has damaged the Commonwealth, to the congressional system in the states, the United States, that has destroyed America. Executive branch has destroyed America. The last two or three presidents that have been in America have not been too good for America. Something needs to be done. So, like I said, I hope the truck drivers get organized. I hope they get it going. I hope Americans support the truck drivers there as well. They gave an idea what they deal with. You know, that's just not the American truck driver. It's a Canadian one as well. And the Canadian, like I said, Canadian drivers are paying $6 a gallon to put in their tank. You figure they got a 300 gallon tank, that's $1,800 they got to put in. So they got to make some kind of money in order to be able to drive back and forth across the border to pick up freight down there to bring to this country, or to take freight from this country to bring it to that country, and vice versa. So same in America. I don't know what the diesel prices are, but I figure if there's $6 here, they got to be close to $4 there. Do the math. $4, 300 gallon tanks, is $1,200 they're putting in their tanks. That's what's costing them just to keep the truck on the road. So, and the reason why we're paying so high a price for oil and gas is because we got greedy parliamentarians, greedy politicians in both countries that are allowing these taxes to be incurred on the oil. And the middle class being taxed even more. That's what I just heard today, that the middle class in Canada has been taxed 65% more. That's incredible. Where is all this frickin' money going? Sure, it's not going on into the infrastructure. It's not bringing any jobs, that's for damn sure. Where is all this money going that they're using? Are they putting that money into the drug companies for investment? I want you to, you know, not that far-fetched if you sit there and do a little digging. I actually put up a chart as well, and you'll see it, that Canada has bought enough injections, operating systems, yeah, to give each Canadian in Canada 11 injections. How much money are they going to make on that? Think about it. How many shares does Trudeau have? How many shares does O'Toole have? How about the No Damn Party, the leader of him? I don't know how to say his name, so I'm not even going to try. I don't even want to say it, actually. How about the leader of the Parti Québécois? Oh, the party leader of the Parti Québécois. Oh, that little bastard. Ooh, you know what he did? He's now saying, oh, we're going to take away the tax. We're going to tax the unvaxxed, but we're not going to do it because it's creating too much division. That little bastard, he knows what's happening. If they push that tax, the trucks are going to come down to where he's at. And you're going to have a bit of a revolution in Quebec. About fucking time, if you ask me. You know, and maybe, and that's why he's stopping it. He ain't stopped. If this had never happened, that would never have stopped. He'd have kept on bleeding the Quebecers. Ah, we're French here. French, yeah. We're going to bleed you, though. We're going to bleed you. We're going to tax the shit out of you just so you can have your little French. We're going to tax you. and tax you. It's bullshit. They have divided us over a fucking language, English and French. Are you kidding me? And they play these games and they keep on these divisions, but now, this is why. We're gonna not tax the unvaxxed, because, you know, and now they're little, they're, you know, they want to kiss your ass a little bit. They wanna you know, placate you. The only thing we need to settle for here in this country is what we want, and keep them, and remind them, no matter who is buying them out, who and what they're investing in, they work for us. They work for Canadians, they work for Americans if they're in your respective country, they work for the Europeans, they don't work for the banks, and they don't work for the drug companies or anybody else or any corporocracy. They work for Canadians. They've been put in position as caretakers of the country, and they're not doing a good job. So, you know that, you know, if this was the working class, if this was the working field, and you didn't do your job, you'd get fired. How is it that the Prime Minister of this country is making over $700,000 a year? He's actually making more, I think, than Biden is. $700,000 a year, plus all the perks, plus all the scandals, plus all the investments that he's got in the drug industry, plus all the buyouts he's gotten from the drug industry to bring this shit to Canada. How is it that this guy's worth this much money? You know how many tax dollars it goes to pay that guy's wage? A little bit. I find that, you know, and I wanted to mention one little thing before I go. I think I'm gonna wind it down. I think I've been harping long enough. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm getting there. We need to do something about this taxation bullshit. Do you feel the need to be paying taxes to a government system that's trying to kill you? Question I want to pose. Say the Quebecers took away that tax. It was a blood tax, is what that was. That was a blood tax. Now, if Ford tries that shit, we should not only drive the trucks to Queen's Park, but drive it through Queen's Park and Opie's there. Because this is a blood tax. That's what that was. So do you really believe that we should be paying taxes to the system anymore? This is a really legitimate question. And if you don't believe you should be paying taxes, maybe you should go to the employer and tell the employer, I don't want you taking any more taxes out of my paycheck. I worked for the money. I will resolve paying the tax to the government. I don't need you to do that for me. And start getting a paycheck in your hand again. Don't just allow them to do direct deposit. Why would you let anybody into your account? You've opened the door for a hack. They're not that secure, to be honest with you. None of them are. Bank lines are secure, but your lines aren't. So they forgot to tell you that little detail. Don't believe that little bullshit with a little lock on your internet saying, oh, you got a safe, you're safe. You're not. There's tech out there that can hack anything you've got going. You know, I've heard people say, oh, they can't hack my system. Oh, I lost my wallet. I lost my, oh, you hear that shit all the time. But that's the question I'm asking everybody across the planet. Do you really believe we should be paying taxes to a systemic disease that's trying to kill us? That disease being the government of your respective country. It's a legitimate question. You know, should we be putting money into a pot that we're never going to see because they're going to kill us before we get to the pot? You know. They're using that money to bring in bioweapons to kill us. So should we be supporting that? It's a legitimate question. You need to start thinking along those lines, I would suggest. You know, we give money because we have a social net, and you know, so that if you lose your job, you have social insurance, and if you need to go to a doctor, you can go, you know, you have OHIP or whatever you have, whatever problems you're in. But seriously, think about this for 1 minute. The medical establishment has not been fulfilling their jobs either, because if you didn't get the little COVID, shot, injection, jab, stabbed, poison, they wouldn't treat you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it our tax dollars that went to that system to employ these doctors? Yeah, sort of like that, you know, Costco deal. You sign a membership, you pay them your 80 or 100 bucks a year, 120, whatever you're paying. Then one day you say you can't come in unless you got a mask. Your membership doesn't say that. And then they didn't refund the money either. So, like I said, if they left Ontario, hey, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. See ya. Don't come back. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. You know, we can do better. So, but seriously, like, this is what I mean. We saw in Ontario last year where police officers had abused one kid in Barrie, beat the shit out of him for no reason. Our tax dollars don't go for that, is not designed to be supporting that abuse either. I mean, I understand sometimes police officers lose it. They're just like anybody else, right? There are days, they have good days and bad days, but that kid didn't do anything deserving that. Skateboarding down the street and the guy got pissed. You know, something's wrong with that. You know, and now we have people in the fire department and the police force that are no longer working. You know, and we're still collecting taxes that would have went to their wages. Now, why should we be paying taxes again? You know, so we can get a jab, so they can make money under investment, under stock options. Their hidden money that they got buried into these investments. You know, again, you know, think a little bit, because there's absolutely no science to back up any of this is effective. And we knew this 2 years ago. A lot of us were already saying 2 years ago the mask didn't work, the injections didn't work. If you got injected, you could still catch it, and you still had to social isolate, and you still have to wear a mask. You know. Then they said, well, it's a hive group, a hive mind, or a hive whatever. It's a hive. Ooh, yeah, who's hiving? Matter. I mean, I shouldn't say who's hiving. Who's jiving? Who's giving us this jive bullshit? You know, that's an old ghetto saying from way back. Jiving, man. What are they jiving me for? You know, that's how it used to be used. So, I mean, like I said, think about that. Maybe we should have a revolt about paying our taxes. Maybe everybody should hold back and tell the employers, do not take taxes out of my check. There's no law. That's my money. I worked for it. I will pay my own taxes. In fact, I want you to write me a check and don't directly deposit that into my account. Let's put these banks back to work like they're supposed to. Just a thought. I was going to leave you with one thing I almost forgot to mention here. There's a link here. I won't get into it. It's about this virtual reality with this metaverse. Look, if you got kids, they shouldn't be going in there. It's apparently, if they get into the metaverse, they may get sexually stimulated. Because whatever happens in the metaverse happens in this reality. And there's a kid there talking about, when he got in there, how he was subjected to some sort of sexual encounter. And the stimulation wasn't just a mental one. He had an actual physical reaction in the real world. So you might want to really get rid of the fucking thing, to be quite honest with you. Kids don't need to have a metaverse. They need to be able to socialize in this reality. Be able to go outside and play again. Parents need to wake up and give their head a shake. Not to worry about wearing a freaking mask. Let the kids go and play. They're not. If they get sick, so what? They'll recover. They get a jab, they're done. Something, again, I want you to reiterate, because there's a lot of pedophile shit going on in that metaverse. You got to remember, wherever the devil can lay a little toy, a little, you know, eye candy, any kind of eye candy, it's designed to take you out. We used to hear this shit when I was a kid. You know, oh, yeah, devil's tree, devil this, devil that. We didn't listen. We thought it was all, you know, too overkill. But you know what? It wasn't overkill. We just didn't get it. Lucifer, the Satanist, the children of Belial, the child of the Nephilim, they're out there trying to take you out. And they're going after your kids. Fresh meat. That they can defile the genetic code at a young age. They win. Okay, something for you all to think about. All right, at the end of these shows, I always say, you know, read the Gospels. I always say, read the Gospels, read the Gospels, read the Gospels. And I encourage you all to do so. I encourage you what Jesus had to say. I encourage you to read how the early church got going and the different churches and what was written there and how they were encouraged and inspired. I want you to read the book of Revelations when you can. Hard book to read, but maybe it'll make some comparisons to what is going on today and what that book said 2,000 years ago. Might be enlightened, might be aware, made more aware. So do the best, so read what you can, you know. Stick to the New Testament. That's what I encourage mostly for new beginners, because they need to, you know, get their feet wet. You got to remember, in this world, you've been brainwashed by the Matrix. You've been programmed by the Matrix. So when you read that book, it may be hard at first because you got to get past the programming, because that program doesn't want to let you go. So when you read that, you stick with it, you might be surprised what you may gain from it. Just my thoughts. All right, at the very top, you got people up there who are also in this fight trying to help you find solutions to your health. In any way you can, in any way possible, please help them out. Please help anybody out you want. Send a penny, send a nickel, send a dime. If you've lost your jobs, if you've been violated, you've been discriminated, you have been, you know, exiled, don't worry about it. Share the data. Just share the data. People out there, friends of yours, your networks, have everybody share the data. You know, you start working on your own autonomy, get yourself going. And then when you get going, if you can help, help. That's simple. If you can't, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. You know, because like I said, we've all been through a ringer here. And again, I understand most of those people up there would understand as well. So anyway, do the best you can. Share the information. Share with everybody you can. I think tonight was more of an inspiring message. At least I hope so. And so share that with your network. All right. As I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.